Josh Clark from Ozarks Dynacom here with another edition of our Neighborly podcast that we're doing. I have an all new friend with me here today. Sir, good afternoon. What is your name?
Josh Lowry.
Josh Lowry. And Josh, what is the name of your business?
4L Welding and Fabrication.
4L, well, first of all, what does 4L mean?
So 4L, we're trying to come up with a name, family sitting around. So 4Ls is me, the wife, and the two boys.
Oh, right on. Okay, cool.
Lowry.
Cool. So. Oh, that's awesome, man. So where are you from originally, Josh?
Right here.
Right here, born and bred, Branson, yeah. Missouri, USA.
Born in Kansas City.
Oh, right.
Been here since I was two or three.
Oh, so yes.
Family's been here for a long time, long time.
We got you here before Kansas City corrupted jobs. That's real good. All right, so tell me a little bit about welding and fabrication. What is it exactly that you guys do?
We do all things steel, aluminum, stainless, from new fabrications to repairs. Do a lot of handrail, do a fair amount of structural steel.
Okay.
We also powder coat, sandblast and powder coat.
Oh, nice. Okay, so is this for more for like industrial?
It's everything. I mean, we do some decorative stuff, do a lot of signage and stuff like that.
Okay, right on, man. Well, that's pretty cool. So you do, is it a healthy mix, would you say, between businesses and just regular old private individuals like myself?
Oh, yeah.
What would you consider to be your specialty?
I'd say we probably do more handrail than anything.
Okay. All right. And that's just for like stairways and stairwells and things of that nature. Yeah. How long have you been in this business?
So been a welder fabricator for about 15 years now.
Okay. How'd you get into it?
Working with some of the other small welding shops in the area. And I've done a little bit of everything construction wise, you know. Mm-hmm. So I really liked welding. So
you just decided to go ahead and just get into business for yourself.
Yeah. Huh? Like I said, there's a need for it. And, Branson's growing all the time, as you know. Hasn't stopped. There's a lot of other areas in the country, I guess, aren't, you know, doing real well, but I feel like Branson's really, really moving and growing all the time. So,
100%. I have a little soft spot. My grandfather was a welder. He worked for like industrial machines, like, you know, they would weld the big stuff together. And, it was always a skill. Like, he picked it up early, mm-hmm. and he joined the Navy, you know, different type of cats way back in the day.
Yeah.
But Grandpa picked up the skill of welding, and he was able to use it so much more, so many more times. He saved himself. He saved the family money, all that stuff. Do you do jobs around the house?
Yeah. We got a small farm out there, and it comes in handy on that too.
So. Oh, that's cool, man. That's cool. What about the kids? Are they welders?
Yeah, the oldest, he works for me there. He's just got out of the Air Force, a couple years in the Air Force.
Nice.
So he's been working me back since about Christmas.
Okay.
And the youngest one, he's just 14, and it's actually today's his birthday.
Oh, nice.
Happy birthday, Carter.
That would be April the 24th.
Yeah.
Birthday. How old is he?
14.
14. Right at that age where can't nobody do nothing with him.
14 thinks he's 35.
Boy, you show right. You show right. What about your wife? Is the whole family involved?
She helps out a little bit with some of the billing and stuff like that. She works for Cox.
That's awesome, dude. So you guys are entrenched in the community.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We're right here.
So why would you want to go anywhere else for all your welding and fabrication need? I just don't know. Where are you located?
Just about 5.5-6 miles east of Branson on East 76 there, Kirbyville.
Okay. So. Awesome. And finally, it's a whole lot easier to say than it is to do. But if I had to ask you just in like, you know, 30 seconds or a minute or whatever, what's something that you want folks to know about your business?
Oh, I suppose try to do quality work in a timely manner, and always do the best we can.
That's it?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Hey, look, man, short, sweet, and to the point. And in a world where people talk a whole lot more than they need to, I'm talking to you, Josh. Not you, Josh, me, Josh. Because this is it's J squared here today in the studio. But this seems like a family business, a local business. You guys stand behind your work. You're involved in the community, right? So how can folks get in touch with you, Josh?
Give me a phone call, 417-263-1265, or emails 4lweldingandfabrication@gmail.com. Also on Facebook, Instagram, and the website, 4L Welding.
Awesome. All right. So you have a social media page. You got a Facebook page. Now, do you post any videos? Do you post anything of your work or anything?
Yeah, there's a lot of pictures.
Really?
I got a girl that works for me that handles all that. So,
let me tell you, I'm just kind of throwing this out there. Those industrial videos of people actually doing skilled labor, huge on the social media right now. People love to watch that stuff. And if you wanted to do a welding channel, I'm just saying, I would more than likely tune in if you wanted to. Today we're welding up bananas. Let's just see if it'll work. I'm just kind of throwing that out there, you know. That sounds like a lot of fun. So, Josh, nice to meet you. Appreciate you. 4L Welding and Fabrication.